joined on the line now by three front row special correspondents with reports from the festive front line. First to Jo Farrell in Glasgow, who's seen a new version of Beauty and the Beast by the Scottish playwright and poet Liz Lockhead. Jo, a radical reinterpretation of an old favourite?
No, I don't think it's radical reinterpretation. It's a beautifully done piece by Liz, above all, with a touch of lyricism which comes from her own background as a poet. A kind of subdued humour. There are no belly laughs. So this is essentially storyteller's theatre. The actors come on. At times they will speak directly to the audience. Then they will come back and interact between each other.
Well, I'm hoping you had half an eye on the audience as well. What was the reaction from the kids?
The kids, when I was there, there were the brownies, there were the school parties, and they all seemed to revel in it. They seemed to gobble it up. Even I saw some of them putting their ice cream aside in the second part so as to concentrate more thoroughly on the stage. I don't think there's any higher praise than that.
Down to the English Midlands now. Pat Ashworth has seen Winnie the Witch at the Birmingham Rep Theatre. Winnie the Witch is a popular children's book character. Pat, how has she been brought to life?
Absolutely gorgeously at Birmingham Rep. This is an adaptation by Anthony Clarke of all three Winnie the Witch books by Corky Paul and Valerie Thomas. And Winnie, as children will know, is a very benign and very well-meaning witch, but she's also short-sighted and she's very chaotic, really. She's got this long-suffering and permanently startled cat called Wilbur, who on the stage here is represented by a big, shaggy puppet with something of an air of outrage, I'd say, and a rather bolshy Geordie accent from Mac Wilson, who's his puppeteer. He's quite delightful.
This is a witch who gets into trouble with her magic, isn't she?
Oh,
is there a slapstick
yes.
element to this production, then?
No, not at all. It's a very magic element, actually. They have all these adventures and eventually fly to Australia, which is where all the ingenuity and imagination of this production comes in, I think. Because Winnie only actually leaves the ground once and very briefly, but she's got this broomstick with headlights on, and you really catch the illusion that she's flying.
And of course,
goes through space.
And again,
all the things she bumps into are things like planes and hot air balloons and kites. But these are represented by actors running around with propellers on their heads and things, so it's really quite wacky.
And again, were the kids pleased?
The kids were entranced. I think this is a show with great respect for very small children, which these were, and they were absolutely silent from start to finish and really loved it.
I'm going to move down to the southwest of England now to Michael Merpurgo, who is in Plymouth. He has watched Starry, Starry Night, staged by Pop-Up Theatre. Michael, is this a completely original show? This isn't based on any book or cartoon or pantomime, is it?
No, it's based on nothing that I've ever heard of, but there are echoes of Alice in Wonderland.